Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
everybody needs a little time away.
Don't say.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
Today's date is April 29th, Friday, April 29th, the five-year anniversary of Foul Monkeys.
5 year.
Episode 352. Yeah. And we have...
We got some giggle guests.
We do have some giggle guests. So we know how you all just love as many people as possible on a podcast so that we can all over-talk one another and you can't understand a fucking word we say.
What?
Excuse me.
So for I don't know this. Well, this is the first time for both of these people.
No,
Bill. Well, with your own microphone.
Oh, that's very true.
Closer.
Hi.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
So we have Lala Lauren here, who is on my right.
Hi.
And I don't. How? What other podcast have you been on before? Have you been on Archer's or Archer's old one?
I was on Archer's. I was on PNS.
Mm-hmm.
And I called in during Pride 48 last year, or not. I was Skyped into a few shows, I don't remember.
Didn't you do a Meat Free one too, or something?
Oh, yeah. I used to do Meat Free Radio and talk about vegetarianism.
That's fun. Is that show still going on?
No.
I didn't think so.
Uber.
And then we have Bill.
Yes, hi.
Do you want to tell him a little bit about yourself?
I'm
Bill. I mean, you really did.
I don't. You talk about me a lot.
Because, you know, you're like famous and stuff.
Or something. I feed you.
Yes, that's you feed me a lot, actually.
Lauren,
if I was homeless, that'd be awesome.
He was a feeder.
Feed me your balls.
He is a feeder.
You mean my sweaty balls?
Yes, they're glistening.
Oh, they're tender too.
I want them in my mouth.
Oh, God. I think this is going to be a funny one.
5 years.
5 years, y'all.
It's a five-year buildup to a big orgasm.
So what we have, you guys, is today Kathy Bacon contacted me. We have some giggles. Giggles?
It's her.
Closer to the mic. Here.
Fix this.
Oh.
Wow. You better open that mouth.
Is that better? Then you don't have to sit so close? Okay. So, they can't see that. They cannot see that.
I will spit my water up.
So, today we are going to play phone calls for people that called us about our five-year anniversary.
We got a surprise for people who called in.
We do have a surprise. And we also, I'm also going to just play a few...
old intros?
Old intros from old... past episodes or
memories.
So we'll go ahead and tell the contest now. So Miss Kathy Bacon contacted me today and said, well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say her name. Probably so. It'll be all right. She contacted me today and she said that she wanted to give a prize for the people that called our show. So what we did was we took everyone's names and we stuck them on a slip of paper, and Lauren in a little bit is going to draw the name, and I hope it's someone that I like. I'm just kidding. If it's not, then you'll hear a small pause and then start over.
And so by first drawing, we meant second drawing.
But the prize is being held by Big Fatty. So once we do
Big Fatty.
Mama. Which he was on Twitter the other day. He was like, bless James Leroy's heart. Because you're like, is that really your mom?
Whatever.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling. How do you turn this thing off?
You know, you guys just wish you could be as pretty as me.
Wrong kind of pretty.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pretty does not equate it to
I have
special.
Boobs. Beat that.
Girl. No.
You better watch yourself because my boobies are hairy and in charge.
You beat it.
So we're going to play the calls and... I don't know how James seems to think that this show will go 45 minutes.
I don't know. It could.
Probably not that long.
Yeah, you got some long-winded listeners.
Yeah. I expected more calls. I'm kind of disappointed, but I'm okay with that. none, or some is better than none. Some shows don't get that. So
be thankful.
Be nice.
We're working on
it. We should all be thankful from where we come from. And all that good stuff.
From vaginas.
Well, it is almost Mother's Day. We should say hi to moms.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
And no one's moms listen, so.
No.
My mom would be here on Friday.
My mom would have a heart attack if she listened to the show.
That. Oh, sorry.
What?
That's what we're doing Friday.
This Friday?
Oh, I'm doing it Saturday. Brunch.
No, you're doing Sunday.
No, it's. Oh, yeah, it's Sunday. Right?
Sunday.
Sunday
yeah.
Brunch with me and my mom.
And I won't be able to come.
Sorry. Back to you.
Okay. My show. Yeah, my show.
I hate work.
Don't you have sick time?
Yeah, but I'm the only one there, and it's kind of a little unfair.
Well, I think where you work, they'll be fine.
I can make you
They're
sick.
They're grown adults. Yeah, she can make you sick. She can give you mononucleosis.
Oh. We can make out.
Can we just do that for fun? Not just for to get me
yeah.
sick.
Yeah.
All right, so...
or we could play an intro.
Yeah.
Thank you, producer.
This one right here is the one that needs to be here all the time, telling us, move it along, move it along.
We got a show here, people.
All right, so we're going to play an intro, or it was actually, it wasn't really an intro, I don't think. Well, I guess we did use it as intro. It's from Pat from Don't Quit Your Day Job. It was after the episode of where we had our whole episode on the diarrhea song. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. It was pretty funny. I remember laughing really, really fucking hard at the end of it and then almost passing out. So I thought it was pretty funny. Other people did not like it. We got a one star iTunes review because they didn't feel that talking about diarrhea was appropriate.
It happens.
Yeah.
Well, it happens to the best of us.
You do fling poo, so you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, we're going to play this. It's like 2 minutes long, and then we'll be back.
Welcome to the first episode of Master Ass Theater. I am your host, Alistair Flopbottom. In tonight's show, we will explore the human condition through poetry. Only the spellbinding magic of words can weave a tapestry of image and emotion that reaches to the very depths of our souls. So without further ado, we give you the Diarrhea Monologues. When you're going out to dine, but your pucker starts to whine. Diarrhea. When you try to pass some gas, but it splatters out your ass. Diarrhea. When you're feeling kind of randy, but your hole shoots toffee candy. Diarrhea. When you're riding on a train and your colon starts to drain, diarrhea. When you're out buying your lotto and your sphincter goes all blotto, diarrhea. When you're sipping a martini, but you're oozing like a blini, diarrhea. When you're sitting at a play and your butt begins to spray, diarrhea. When you're at the opera weeping, and your Hershey hole is seeping. Diarrhea. When you're reading War and Peace, and your anus spits out grease. Diarrhea. We hope you have enjoyed this edition of Master Ass Theater, and will join us for our next episode, if we are not fucking cancelled before then. For Master Ass Theater, this is Alistair Flopbottom. Good night.
Good night.
Good day to you, sir.
That was special.
Thanks, like Pat. We really appreciate that. And I that say that times. Because it's really funny.
I remember mm-hmm. listening to that.
We need some more intros by him. He does really good ones for Pod Is My Co-Pilot, which you should listen. You remember Pod Is My Co-Pilot because Taylor wants to rape you. Or make out.
Or
whatever.
Make out. Whatever.
He said make out, but he I changed rape. It to rape. He really means rape. He does.
Totally.
All right, so we're going to start some phone calls here.
Yay!
Just to get an amount of time, where are we on?
We're at 10.
We're at 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing pretty good. A lot of people hate when I ask that because they're like, meh.
We should come up with a symbol where you do this and I'll do this.
Let's put this on mute. Oh, we just got another phone call.
Damn it. Too late. I've got more paper.
All right, so here we go. This is, well, actually, let's play the phone call song here.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Oh, I miss my friend Lou. He lives in Colorado now, or one of those states, somewhere around there.
One of those square states.
Egypt.
Not like Nebraska.
Aw, I guess that could be a state.
Egypt. So all right, at least I'm not the only pretty one.
First call.
Hey, Ricky, it's Kyle from Hawaii. Hello, James.
Hi.
Nice to have you on the Fell Monkeys podcast now. I really enjoyed your recent episodes. I've been watching, I think, since Julian.
Julian. He's been watching.
Julian. Julian came on. And I'm still
who?
Following him and Connor. So, anyway, I just called to say happy anniversary. Was it 5 years? Podiversarium, however you say that. And I'm glad to hear you guys are quoting Sassy Gay Friend. He's fucking hilarious.
Stupid bitch.
You both are stupid bitches. Anyway, another YouTube video you guys might be interested in is, I think, the best one I've listened to. Honey Badger is Crazy or Honey Badger Don't Give a Shit. Watch it. All right. Keep it up. Love it. Love all your stories. You guys are great together and hilarious. And I'm still listening. Bye.
Thank you, Kyle, for calling in. We really appreciate it. He's from Hawaii, and he's fucking gorgeous. So cute.
Let me see. You have a picture?
I'll show them to you later. It takes up too much time.
Oh, okay.
Just write it in the show notes. You got that? To show Lala Lauren,
what
Kyle.
What you can't have.
Right.
Can I please cough now?
You better mute her mic.
It doesn't matter because
it's
we can still hear it from our microphones. So.
Thank you.
Can I cough now?
Sorry.
No, you may not.
Who's next?
No.
Let's see.
Oh, so hot.
Oh, fuck. Take that out. I just
said
oh, Bill, this isn't your show. Next. All right, here we go. Next phone call.
Hello, Fell Monkeys. This is JD in San Diego.
Yay!
I'm a new listener, like today, and I know who the real James LeRoy is. He is funny and sweet. And
wait, did we play this in the last show?
No, we didn't. We listened to it. Just
oh, okay.
Handsome, and seems to be a natural at this podcasting. And I hope that podcasting brings him a lot of excitement and great experiences because he deserves it. Congratulations, Mr. LeRoy.
Yay.
Remember me. And happy anniversary, Fell Monkeys. I'll be listening some more. Bye.
Isn't he the fellow that works for the same company I do?
Yeah. I'm so excited to go to San Diego.
Are you going to see him?
No. Well, he's going to be there, yes, and I'll probably meet up for him at lunch, but...
Excuse me.
He's cute. I think we should.
I didn't see. Wait, did you show me a picture?
You showed us a picture.
Oh.
I'll show you if you want to get up, because it's...
I'll just put it in the show notes.
No, I'm kind of getting tired of both YouTube bossing me around right now.
I won't make any comments about anything.
Shut your mouth.
Speaking of San Diego, when I went to California, what was it? Not last year, the year before last, Big Fatty made like an intro or a little piece for me to play on my show because he felt that I needed advertisement for when I went out there. So I thought I'd play that because it's, you know, a pretty good thing from the past.
If you live in or will be visiting the Southern California area from May 20th through the 25th and want to get tricky with Ricky, just call the Fell Monkeys line at 206-984-FOWL. That's 206-984-3685. And now, back to Fell Monkeys with Ricky. and others.
Actually, I'm going to need him to do that every time that I go somewhere. I think that would be pretty awesome.
You definitely need one here for Chicago, since...
But I live here now.
Yeah.
You still trick.
Oops.
So?
Don't be telling my business. I'm trying to keep that off the show now. After 5 years, it's time to settle down and not talk about that.
Well, on the next show, which will be your first one after the 5 years, we'll work on it.
Oh, okay.
Working
on it. All right, so we have another phone call from actually a local listener here in Chicago. He's been listening to us for a while. His name's Tony, and he actually met me last year when I was here for my birthday.
Did we meet him?
Maybe. Last year, we were at Jackhammer, and he was just on the sidewalk, and I walked up. He was like, oh, my God, are you Ricky? And I was like, why, yes, I am. Hi, I'm Ricky Burton, you know. He's like, oh, my God. No, he's really cool. But we've hung out a couple of times since I moved here. So
nice.
This is the same guy that knows that his cousin is Jujubee.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky and James. This is Tony. Congratulations on your 5 years of podcasting. I've been listening to you guys for about 2.5 years, I think, now. So I just want to say congratulations. Ricky, we will definitely go get some great chicken on the south side. Don't worry, I'll take you. And as for you, James, don't worry. Jujubee will be in town soon. I'll let you know when that is, though. Thanks. Bye.
So I totally got you the hookup for that.
Oh,
so
my God. I love
you. You know you
Tony.
Really owe me.
Who was it that said was kill you if they didn't get to meet you?
His name's E.
Oh, right, yeah.
His real name's E?
No.
That's the first letter of his name?
Yeah.
Do I know him?
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
We're doing charades here.
Okay, I know who that is. So, what do I get out of that?
He wants to hang out with you.
You'd enjoy his cast offs.
His spill offs.
No, thanks.
Ooh.
I don't like that. I like to have my own.
You'd enjoy his
originals, roommate. But.
I'm so confused.
It's a good way to be right now.
Okay. Yeah. He did not want to get involved in this.
Okay, so here we have a call from Scott. I think it's Sater69 on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he has his own podcast called Satosphere. So here we go.
Hey, Ricky. This is Scott, a.k.a. Sater69. And I want to congratulate you on 5 years of podcasting. Oh, that's so impressive. You were, of course, one of the first podcasts I ever listened to when I found you on that silly LiveJournal community. And I'm just so glad I did, because finding you helped me find Pride 48. So you're like a gateway drug. So congratulations again. All the best, man. And from me and the Impaler, bye-bye.
The Impaler's his penis.
Okay, seriously, could you hear?
Not really. You'll have to pay.
Yeah, we'll have to.
What?
Yeah, just. Like, doesn't matter. I enjoy, in his show, I really I enjoy the Broadway stuff because, you know, I am. Because
you're a big old fag.
I'm a show queen. I will admit it fully and embrace it.
All right, so thank you for calling us. I appreciate it. I really don't have to say that every time. I can just say thank you for calling. Instead
thank
of saying we appreciate
calling.
It. Thank you for calling.
Bye, Ricky's mom.
So we're going to play another intro here, an old one. This one is actually the 100th episode intro that I made. And what I did was I took people that were on the show from, you know, from episode one or the pilot up to 99. And then I just put them in an intro. It's about a minute long, so it might be a little.
So basically, this is going to show you how lazy you are for your 300 and some.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just going to be bothered to do something.
Real lazy.
Oh, hi.
For shizzle.
She's in my herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
Hi.
Please, really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
Good. And you're listening to Foul McDonald.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
So apparently they think my depressed sister is really funny. She was just like, because she was upset because like she was taking care of the boys, and I called her to ask her a question, and she didn't know she was on the show. And I said, oh, by the way, you're on the show. You know, and I was like, who is this? She's like, oh, it's your depressed sister. We love family problems. It's what keeps us going. All right, so we have another phone call. It's from that blue jeans guy, and here he is.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary, happy, 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 happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, you whore.
Ooh, I need to get the lyrics of that shit.
Okay, I'm sorry, I hit pause. So.
For 5 great years of some great podcasts and for keeping us all entertained, and here's to 5 more years of keeping it foul, keeping it fun, and fresh and fabulous and exciting and all that shit. So this is David, that blue jeans guy, in case you haven't figured it out by now, saying hope everything's going well in Chicago, and hope you're enjoying the baptism of fire, or ice or snow as it may be called, of having moved to Chicago this year. This has certainly been the year to get the Midwest welcome, and when are you ready to move back to Florida? So anyway, we'll talk to you soon. So keep it going. Talk to you later. Bye.
I'm going to leave La La Lauren high and dry and move back to Florida.
So speaking of the weather, what the shit is going on with these tornadoes?
I know. That was so sad. Did you see, have you seen the pictures?
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
It's so bad. Nuts.
And did you hear about the house exploding out in the burbs?
Here?
Yeah.
With gas?
And then the bomb scare that was downtown?
No.
Oh, I heard about the bomb scare.
It's real. Oh, the world is going to end in 2012.
Oh, thanks.
Well, we got about another year, right?
Party.
Right.
That's keep what I'm going to dance until the world ends.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to be listening to. Keep we're all going to be dancing in a sewer. We're all going to be dancing in a sewer listening to Britney Spears. Oh. And as the world ends, we're going to lift the manhole cover and the world's going to explode. And then.
Mine's like, I told you so.
Right.
Actually, what's really going to happen is, you know, the faithful will be lifted to heaven, and then you'll be stuck on the streets wondering, where'd everyone go? Where'd everyone go?
Where are my friends? And then you realize, there they are.
If they're my friends, they're still going to be here.
Oh, right. Exactly. They're just hiding over there.
I like James's version of how Britney should have done her video of, you know, when it goes, when it gets
it does
the
that,
slow
like,
part.
Quiet, and it sounds like you're outside of the club.
He thinks the world should like
it should have exploded and then like come back and then they're dancing backwards.
They're all doing everything backwards. I think that's pretty cool. And if they use that, then we know they listen and we're going to get money for that.
Sue.
Cause I am Sue happy. Get it? So happy. Sue happy.
You're punny.
I'm so punny. All right. Let's see here. We have another phone call. This is from Not So Tiny Tim. From Oshkosh Bagosh.
Hello
something.
To the new Chicago Foul Monkeys. It's Easter Sunday. I hope you all enjoyed your Easter and you had a great big feast.
Oh, girl, did we?
I haven't called in a while. This is Not So Tiny Tim from Oshkosh Bagosh, Wisconsin, and I am so glad that you have started up your podcast again because I have really missed you, Ricky. And I like the new guy, too. Sorry. I can't remember his name right now.
Oh, snap.
I apologize. But I'll learn your name for the next time I call. Promise. Okay. Keep up the good work. Hope you had a good Easter. Talk to you later, guys. Bye.
Well, should we go ahead and talk about our Easter?
We could. This would be a good time.
This would be a perfect time
but
to talk about
it. But I do
want
to slip in my Nebraska note. There's an Oshkosh, Nebraska, and that's where the jeans are coming from.
The little kid jeans?
Yeah, those Oshkosh.
I used to have those when I was a kid, but then I moved into Huskies.
And then you say, thanks, Nebraska.
Me too. I love how that was a size.
I know.
It wasn't a section. It was an actual size.
An actual size of boys' pants. Husky.
I wore them. Mm-hmm. I was a fat kid.
It means fat. Pretty much.
It means kid.
We would be skinny today, though.
Oh, my God.
That's
yes.
What the sad part is. Mm-hmm.
We'd be super skinny. Like, if we had those on, well, we'd probably wear a size like 27 or something.
I have no idea.
Boys section. But speaking of Easter.
Oh, Jesus.
I was feeling a little depressed that day, because I came to your guys' place or Bill's place. And we had dinner. What did we have? Chicken.
Well, first we had a therapy session.
Yes, we had a therapy session because previous events had happened and I needed to speak about it.
And then we had, a kind of a Dijon chicken mm-hmm. with balsamic vinegar. Dijon mm-hmm. chicken. Yeah, with mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And vegetables.
And vegetables.
Yes.
Vegetables.
Vegetables.
And then we had two bottles of wine with dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I had a bottle of wine before you got there. Mm-hmm. And then we did our lovely little run to 7-Eleven where we bought another two bottles of wine, Slim Jims, and candy bars.
Candy bars.
Classic.
Yeah.
This
and then
shit got
came
good.
Back to my house, and that's when things got nuts.
Jesus.
Well, we were already pretty, I would say we were pretty buzzed, when we went to 7-Eleven. So,
pretty buzzed, yeah.
Yeah. And then we got back and drank those two bottles like real quick.
When we finished the second bottle, I'm like, where's the next one? And then we're done. I'm like, what?
We can't remember, but one bottle is really only four glasses.
Right.
But yeah. And then it became fun. And videos were made and pictures were taken. Mm-hmm. I will admit that I do have several costumes from different stages in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One of which that I wear often and used to wear an awful lot is I have a nun's full habit mm-hmm. with a couple different wimples, veil type contraptions. And recently, Ricky had decided that he wanted to try it on. So then it became, let's play dress up. And so I pulled out pretty much every costume I have, except for my Red Hat Lady outfit, mm-hmm. For everyone to try on and take pictures.
Yeah, so I was Elvis there for a minute. I was a nun where I did my Easter cheer.
And then you wore the gold lamé stretch pants.
Where I had a moose knuckle.
Oh
my Lord, it was big.
Why didn't I see a picture of that?
There was no picture.
I tried, but...
And by moose knuckle, we're talking like... Ricky, I don't think your balls should be fitting in these type of pants.
Do you have two sets?
I laughed so hard. I like bent down. I was like on my knees. I was laughing so hard. Because
yes.
I looked down. I'm like, fuck.
You pulled them up good.
I need to wear these all the time.
So, of course,
your Hardy Boys were not too happy.
No. So then videos had to be taken. Uh-huh. And, Lauren, being the good Jew she is and killing Jesus and all, we had made her.
There you go.
I was homesick.
She was sick. So we made her a little get well video. Uh-huh. And then we made a video for Tumblr, mm-hmm. which I did plug the show.
Oh, okay. Yes, you did.
I'll get those and post them on Tumblr.
Yeah. And then my favorite part, which it's been my favorite for a while, and I'm glad that we actually... On Easter, Andy was in costume. Ricky had a very special Easter cheer.
Oh my God, it's
so purely deliciously, and I mean deliciously sacrilegious and short and concise, that it's just so fantastic.
It's efficient and to the point.
Pretty much.
We could probably make that into a video podcast. Actually, we could do your little commercial thing. We could do that as a video podcast too. I just have to remember how to do it.
Can you do your cheer?
Well, it's not as funny unless you can see what I'm doing.
Especially because he's in a full nun's habit.
Yeah.
He has robe.
Here, I'll show
wimple,
it to you.
Scalpel.
So funny.
You didn't see it on Facebook? Here, we'll do it.
I didn't see it.
So people will be able to hear it.
Hold on, I have to cough.
You better turn your head.
Yeah, so needless to say, Sunday Easter was pretty
it was like
darn fantastic.
Pretty one of the
That was one of the best Easters I've ever had. The only thing I wish we could have done was an egg hunt. But obviously,
actually, no,
I had your pants on
the egg
hunt.
Right. Found in Ricky's gold lame pants.
You ostrich eggs.
Right.
And then I took you guys home and I realized, oh, this is why I don't have people play dress up, because my apartment was strewn with clothes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's...
Oh, well, I had my cheerleading skirt on as well, but you never got to try that on.
I did not get to try that on, because I wanted to try it on with the pants.
Next week.
Next Sunday. Let's see here.
Stay tuned.
But Sister Merriman St. Martha enjoyed your time over, so...
Yay.
And he was like, no one ever plays dress up with me.
It was fun.
All right, here we go,
well,
Lauren.
You play dress up anytime you want to.
Oh, okay. Sweaty balls.
Sweaty.
Okay, so this is my Easter chair. And actually, my ex, Kevin, is the one that taught it to me. Okay, I guess it's not working.
Good.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Technical difficulties.
Oh, here we go. Ooh.
No, I did not see this.
Hello, cherubs. This is Sister Merriman St. Martha with a very special Easter message from his dear new sister. Well, we can't tell you her name quite yet, because frankly, I haven't figured it out. But sister, please show us your Easter celebration cheer.
Ready? Okay. E-A-S-T-E-R.
I will be posting that on Tumblr, because that is the funniest shit ever.
You could reblog it for my Tumblr.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I just enjoy how incredibly homosexual I sound in that video.
Me, nee, that's your normal.
Oh well. Embrace it.
Embrace it.
You've just listened to part one of the 5-year anniversary show for Foul Monkeys. Stay tuned next week for part two.